Good Monday morning, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com, live once again. Where else? At home. This is your goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast to start the week. You know, it is Monday. It is a new week. I don't know how many weeks quarantine has gone on now. It's been a good month. With a new week comes a whole new set of topics, right? Not really. This is going to be, the struggle here is going to be real, I think, for me to come up with stuff to talk about every single day, but we are committed to doing this every day for as long as this goes on. It does so happen today. We do have a relevant topic since on Friday there was a bit of news. Not sure why the Friday news dump commitment seems to be happening more and more nowadays, but Brian Threats from Dublin Kaufman in the Columbus area committed to Purdue, so I figured I would just kind of talk about him, what that means today here in your, once again, your goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast. It's brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, as well as our dear friends at Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn. We'll remind you once again, 6th Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn all remain open for carryout orders. So if you're looking for damn good food or simply to support our local businesses, please keep them in mind. The 6th Street Dive Restaurant in Lafayette, the Whitaker Inn in West Lafayette, Arnie's literally all over the place, and Bruno's in West Lafayette. I've also probably been remiss with these things all along to not ask you to, if you're processing this via YouTube, subscribe to our channel. When things resume to normalcy, we have lots of videos from Purdue interviews, from press conferences, whatever else. I would urge you to subscribe to that. If you're listening on our podcast platform, chances are you're already subscribed to that, but do want to urge you to follow both of those platforms as well, because someday when the world starts spinning again, things are gonna return to normal, and we do have lots of stuff going out on those various platforms. And if you're interested, it would make it as convenient as possible for you to be subscribed to those platforms. Again, Brian Threats, 5'10", 185-pound athlete from Columbus, the Columbus area, Dublin Kaufman, State Power. They've turned out tons of players over the years. Brian Threats is a athlete. By definition here, in terms of his positional designation, what Purdue recruited him as, most likely he will start off at running back. That seems like the plan as it's been communicated to us via him. Cornerback would be a possibility as well. Slot receiver would be a possibility as well. Versatility is always a very positive thing in recruiting. As long as you can bring in a kid, know what he does best, have a pretty quick sense of what the best fit for him is in terms of being able to put him in position to be successful, to maximize his value. You got to have a plan for these guys before they walk in the door too. When we say somebody recruited somebody as an athlete, it's not like they just show up and you have no predisposed opinion of what you're going to do with that player. That sort of thing sometimes sets players up to fail. What coaches need to do with these players is have as good an idea as quickly as possible of what a player does really well, how that best translates, and how they can best put him in positions to succeed. I've seen over the years at Purdue, guys get pretty deep into their careers before making a position switch to a position that makes a lot of sense, and that didn't necessarily give them the best chance to maximize their value during their college career. But Brian Threats is a guy, again, who could play a lot of different positions. And, you know, for this coaching staff and a lot of coaching staffs nowadays, being able to play a lot of different positions as an offensive player doesn't really mean you can't play one, because sometimes coaching staffs don't ask you to play just one. You know, I think had Rondell Moore stayed healthy this past season, you would have seen him line up a lot more in a lot more different places than you did earlier on in the season, because I think Purdue obviously was going to use him all over the place, do whatever they could to get him the ball. I'm not comparing Brian Threats to Rondell Moore in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just saying that, you know, as basketball kind of goes positionless, the offensive skill player is almost like now a position unto itself, where if there's a guy who can line up in the backfield but also split out to the slot, kind of line up all over the place, line up as a true running back sometimes. Also, there is a role for that player. It's really, really valuable to be able to disguise what you're doing on both sides of the ball. If you have a player you can put in your huddle and the defense doesn't know where he's going to be, if anyone even huddles anymore, I don't know. But if someone does huddle, if they're the outlier in college football and they actually huddle, if you have a player in that huddle where when you break said huddle, let's see how many times I can say the word huddle in like 5 minutes. It can help you kind of be unpredictable. And everybody on offense nowadays wants to be unpredictable. It would seem like players like Brian Threats are that sort of guy where you can use him a lot of different ways theoretically, and you can find some value there. If he ends up being a defensive player, cornerback remains a pretty significant emphasis for Purdue. That's a position where I know they'd like to get better long term. They'd like to have maybe a little bit of a higher caliber player at that position. Threats, I don't know exactly what his skill set all entails in terms of his ability to play cornerback, but it would seem like a possibility as well. Cornerback, again, a critically important position in football nowadays. To me, you win in college football nowadays with pass rushers, edge rushers, and corners who can lock down receivers. I just feel like on offense, it's offensive tackles and playmakers, and it's on defense, it's corners and pass rushers. Those are the four categories where I think are just critically important in football nowadays. If Brian Threats ends up at running back, here's kind of what the lay of the land looks like moving forward. Obviously, Purdue has King Daru for three more years, a guy who showed this season that he's got a pretty promising future at Purdue. Xander Horvath comes back, obviously coming off the enormous bucket game against Indiana to end a season in which he did some really positive things. Purdue brings in Tyreek Murphy, obviously the running back they wanted for the class coming in. The depth chart probably isn't as bare, as vacant as the one that Purdue recruited Tyreek Murphy to, because all of their players were unproven. Now King Daru has had a good freshman season. Xander Horvath has done some positive things. You have a good core moving forward here. DeJuan Hewitt, also the freshman who came in last year, hasn't really had much of an opportunity yet to prove himself, but he's right there too in that mix kind of moving forward. The thing about running back now is they say that everything trickles down from the NFL to college. And when you look at what the NFL is nowadays, it is more of a platoon, more of a situational, more of a niche type of situation at running back, where each guy has his strengths and he's used situationally. You know, there's the quote unquote short yardage guy. There's the quote unquote first and second down guy. There's the third down back. Conceivable that sort of thing trickles down to the college level at some point. If it hasn't already, you have seen Purdue rotate really liberally at running back under Jeff Brohm, under staffs before that even. Whether that was more situational or more that was just keeping fresh bodies in the game, I don't know. But it is possible you can get to a point where you can say, okay, first and second down is kind of King Daru time or Tyreek Murphy time, depending on how ready he is to help you. Perhaps a DeJuan Hewitt is the receiver on third down. Perhaps Xander Horvath ends up being the short yardage guy. I'm only saying that generalizing because he's so big. But Purdue will have a lot of physicality at running back too. You just don't know how running back is going to get used moving forward. So when Purdue has four guys in its backfield kind of moving forward, it is conceivable that the days of there being one guy and three backups are long over, or two guys kind of rotating and two guys out of the rotation altogether. Those days are probably over, or probably moving toward being over. So looking at numbers at running back in a largely one back offense really probably doesn't tell quite the same story it used to. So Brian Threats was Purdue's fifth commitment. Seemed like they're off to a pretty solid start. If you're into the whole star ranking thing, all of these guys are three-star prospects. Pretty par for the course for early guys for Purdue. I do think Purdue's set up pretty well to get some pretty high-end guys in this class from the state. Not sure if they're going to have the same pull with some of the higher-end guys from out of state as they have in past classes, but time will tell on that. I think a lot of the guys that, you know, they've gotten in past classes from outside of their state or outside of their de facto state of Kentucky, perhaps you haven't known at this stage of the game that Purdue was going to get those guys. Malik Carr was an exception last year, but we'll see where things go from here. Brian Threats was Purdue's fifth commitment. They're kind of off and rolling here. We'll see what the rest of the process looks like. That's what I got. This has been your GoldenBlack.com daily quarantine simulcast brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I have to get on the radio here in 3 minutes, so I'm talking super fast. I want to remind you once again, if you're looking for damn good food, you're looking to support local business, please keep in mind the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.